Just go away, will you? Said the rider. I just haven't got time for you. Do you understand? He looked around and added, That goes for your shadow-loving flea-bag partner too, wherever he's hiding. Weasel stepped up to the horse and peered at the dishevelled figure. Why, it's Rincewind the Wizard, isn't it? He said in tones of delight, meanwhile filing the wizard's description of him in his memory for leisurely vengeance. I thought I recognised the voice. Bravd spat and sheathed his sword. It was seldom worth tangling with wizards. They so rarely had any treasure worth speaking of.
He talks pretty big for a gutter wizard, he muttered. You don't understand at all, said the wizard wearily. I'm so scared of you my spine has turned to jelly. It's just that I'm suffering from an overdose of terror right now. I mean, when I've got over that, then I'll have time to be decently frightened of you.
The weasel pointed towards the burning city.
You've been through that? He asked.
The wizard rubbed a red, raw hand across his eyes. I was there when it started.
See him? Back there.
He pointed back down the road to where his travelling companion was still approaching, having adopted a method of riding that involved falling out of the saddle every few seconds.
Well, said Weasel. He started it, said Rincewind simply.
Bravd and Weasel looked at the figure now hopping across the road with one foot in a stirrup.